But remember, the ego can't remember it. The ego censors it. Mm. It doesn't want to remember. Mm-hmm. It wants, in fact, your soul to forget.
Mm-hmm.
It wants you to forget you are a soul.
Mm-hmm.
It wants to bring you back into identification with the body, mm-hmm. and therefore with the biological family, as those are the ones who brought me into being, and I owe my loyalty only to the biologicals or one's country or mm-hmm. one's religion or anything on the phenomenal plane, but not one's real self, mm-hmm. not God. So it is this deviation from our true relationship to the source of our being because of the false loyalties of the ego that then also creates symptoms of karma. Whether it's anxiety or mm-hmm. it's some other more gross symptom in the body or in one's life that produces more of that sense of alienation, mm-hmm. which is there to awaken you.
Mm-hmm.
So when there is realization, yes, the first thing that has to be done is stilling the mind to stop the manas. And then you're receiving information. The shakti that you receive at a soul level is also, it's not just power and light and or even just love, mm-hmm. it's information, mm-hmm. it's wisdom, it's vijnana, mm-hmm. okay? And when you understand that, then you realize there actually is no external world. It really is a dream, mm-hmm. and the dream is simply information that your imagination is filling out as if it's an actual world full of people and things and planets and galaxies and all of that. But it's actually only information that is being imaginarized in that form.
Mm-hmm.
It's the implicate order that the mind turns into an explicate order. When you're in deep sleep, you're back in the implicate. There is no explicate order. It doesn't exist. And so its reality is only imaginal. It is not real because it comes and it goes. And quantum physics agrees that if there's no observer, then there's only a probability wave, but no collapsing of the wave into an actual particle or event or world. And so it's very important to recognize that all of it is a product of your own imagination, right? And, there's a famous painting by René Magritte, which is a painting of a tobacco pipe, right? A smoking mm-hmm. pipe with the words, ce n'est pas une pipe, right? This is not a pipe, right? Very famous, one of his early paintings. Well, what does that mean? The naive person will look at it and say, why does it say it's not a pipe? It's obviously a pipe, you know, I recognize it. Well, no, it's an image of a pipe, mm-hmm. not a pipe.
Mm-hmm.
The same with the world. We think I'm living in a real world. No, you're living in an image of a world, a holographic image, that also has the ability to create the feeling of solidity, even though quantum physics tells us, no, everything is really 99.999% space, and nothing is actually solid. It's only the energy fields of these collapsed wave functions that are creating all of the seeming effects of a world that resists and that has its own existence outside of your own will and your own imagination. But none of that is really true. And so when you recognize that the source of your world is your own intelligence, your own consciousness, and the way it is interpreting the information that it is filled with, then one is able to have make a real difference in the way not only that your ego functions, but in the way that world unfolds for you at the soul level, but then for you at the God level, right? The ultimate level, depending on who you realize that you are. So that's why that question, who am I, is of such essential importance to answer accurately, and not just with a belief about it, but with a realization, because the more one recognizes oneself as that ultimate source, the more power one has to redream the dream.
Beautiful. Thank you. I had another question, but maybe I'll wait on it.
No, go ahead.
Well, it has to do with sanskaras, because you've been speaking about sanskaras in many of the last teachings, right? That's what we need to burn in the fire of yoga, and many other references you've made to it. And of course, we understand them as these impulses that we carry and that make us act in ways that we don't understand and that are more powerful than our apparent ego will, right? But today you spoke about divine sanskaras. And so my question is if you could speak more to understanding the divine sanskaras, and how does one attune to them? Does one have to let go completely and burn all of the ego? Is there a period, like the intermediate period, where you can see the ego sanskaras, but you can already perhaps attune to the divine ones or feel them or understand them? Just kind of the process of reaching or of realizing and being in that.
This is a very good question. The ego sanskaras are object seeking and object interpreting. You are a good object or a bad object. I like you, I don't like you. I want to be closer, or I want to, you know, run away. These predispositions, I believe you, I don't believe you, whether you're cynical or you're naive or whatever you are, which you could be both cynical and naive, but those predispositions regarding others, information, regarding one's paradigm of belief, one's capacity for and tolerance for uncertainty and indeterminacy and not knowing and delayed gratification, right? All of those are within the relative field of the ego sanskaras. The divine sanskaras that the soul can be endowed with will only come when the soul has fully awakened and has dived into the flame and become the flame. They are actually the sanskaras of the flame, of the divine nature, right? Which have that resonance with God consciousness that creates a purity of heart and of goodness and of compassion and of recognition of the divine in all beings, etc., and a power to remain without falling into subject-object duality. And this is always depicted as a halo or an energy field of light that one has become enlightened, right? Or one has become filled with that divine power and radiance that others will perceive at some level, because one's energy is now transmitting an entirely different vibrational frequency that's uncanny to those who are not in it, and who will receive information that their sensor cannot defend against, because it comes from a much subtler level of being that cannot be blocked out, at least temporarily, in the presence of a sage who is of that caliber. But those sanskaras can only be established in the second phase, after the ego sanskaras have been removed, because those predispositions to see everything as subject-object separation and the world as a field of desire and repulsion, good and bad, right and wrong, right, dark and light, the whole way that people are trying to understand every event, that is the essence of what is false. All is really a unified consciousness that integrates the light and the dark and all the dualities into one. So that divine sanskara comes as the gift of grace. after one has made the sacrifice of the ego out of love for God.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Those are important questions.
Thank you for listening to Spiritual Teachings with Shunyamurti, recorded live at the Sat Yoga Ashram in Costa Rica. To join us for a life-changing meditation retreat, or to make a donation to support this transformational work, please visit our website, www.satyoga.org. To access more teachings or guided meditations from Shunyamurti, please visit the members section of our website or our YouTube channel, Sat Yoga Institute. Namaste.